Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I believe it is, actually.
Son of bum.
They've also kind of spanked two Super Bowl contenders.
Yeah, I mean, you bludgeon Houston the way they did on the heels of, like, pretty much taking it to the 49ers, at least offensively, where you put up 400 yards of offense in a game. I think you deserve a lot of credit. I don't know. I'm torn on Tomlin for this reason.
Would you put Sean McDermott ahead of him?
No.
Look at what they lost. Look at the players.
No, because I feel
Stephon Diggs,
you know what I'm
the
dinging
defensive
him?
Personnel.
Okay, do you know
cheat code at quarterback.
I'm dinging him for the fact that he employs Josh Allen. Like, I'm dinging him for the fact that his quarterback looks like the T-1000 right now. He's just unstoppable. Their defense is great. Don't get me wrong. Their defense has been really good. But I'm dinging him for that. I think McDonald deserves some consideration, but I would knock him further down because they haven't played anybody. If they beat Detroit to go up 4-0, Seattle does, then I think Mike McDonald starts to climb this list. The thing with Tomlin for me is, his side of the ball is absolutely the side we know he cares more about, that he runs personally, that he oversees, is whooping ass. Like, they are playing great football on the defensive side. They have made, even though you can come up with a caveat for each quarterback they've played, Cousins clearly got healthier from week one to week two, maybe even to week three. Knicks is still a rookie, and Herbert was hobbled. Even though you can come up with a caveat, in two of those three cases, the guy went on to play better the following week. Cousins definitely did against a very good defense. And then Knicks went out the next week and looked like a real quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He's in my top five, but what intrigues me much more about Mike is, will he, because that clip you just played, I think, kind of drives it home. He talked about them needing to get off to a better start. I still feel like the perception on the outside looking in is that the reason their offense hasn't been better, like more efficient at scoring touchdowns,
it's because he's holding it back.
Because he is still pulling back on the reins. What do they call those taxis that are horse drawn in New York? Handsome taxis.
Buggies?
No, it's like a handsome taxi, I think.
Donnie, ever think about taking Sarah out on a handsome taxi? Get her out there in Central Park on one of those big.
What a way to propose that.
Are you saying handsome?
No,
I don't know what the hell he's talking about, Johnny.
Look, I don't know if it was like, as in, like, your grandmother says you're handsome.
And then squeezes your cheek.
Or like Hanson, like the guys that say.
Handsome cab. The handsome, H-A-N-S-O-M, is a kind of horse-drawn carriage. Joseph Handsome.
Okay, Chris, we get it.
Thank you.
You know a lot of trivia.
Thank you, DeMolzy.
Worthless information.
Anyway, I just feel like he is doing a great job with his side of the ball, and they have bludgeoned three teams in a row and made three quarterbacks look very bad. Although Herbert got hurt, which I still have to give them credit for, but he was cooking them a little bit.
You know what, though? You know,
but I just wondered to what degree he's going to let Justin Fields keep trying to be more and more dynamic.
There's only two ways, in my opinion, though. I'm saying Tomlin is second right now, and I don't have anything bad to say about him at the moment. I'm not going to invent critiques of him about the season
so far.
Come on,
we always like it when you do that, though.
I've never done that. I think every criticism I've had of him are valid. How can you still hold a guy in rarefied air when his last two offensive coordinator hires were Randy Fichter and Matt Canada, and then he stuck with Canada for an extra year? and thought it was a good idea to sign Trubisky. His name's all over the Kenny Pickett draft pick. The reality for Tomlin is, though, for me, ultimately, in order for his stock to rise and for me to view him now as a more impressive-looking coach, one of two things or both have to happen. He either has to fully develop Justin Fields here and have taken Justin Fields from Chicago and for more than just three games made him in to a quarterback that you feel like you can compete for Super Bowls with. If he does that, he is going to get credit because Fields wanted to come here. They got him for less because of that. He paired him with the right offensive coordinator. He put him in a position to succeed. If that happens with Fields, almost regardless of how their season ends, I will give him high marks as a coach and think much more of him. Or he has to win a playoff game. He has to win a playoff game. You can't be considered a great coach and have a streak of eight seasons without a playoff victory. When you
You don't win coach of the year when you're a guy who's got a long tenure and you surprise people. But then when do they don't give it out? Wait, I don't know.
It's only regular season. Yes, so that's how Kevin Stefanski won it last year.
I was just
going to
say,
crushed in the playoffs.
Didn't Dable win it?
He did.
The year before, they did win a playoff game. I think the first part of what you said is way more like even compelling than winning a playoff game, believe it or not. Like if it's all these other little disparate factors that brought Fields here, that Tomlin, because Tomlin has such a magnetic pull with players, because Tomlin finally learned his lesson and hired a coordinator who had some real agency and some real track record, if all those things coalesce and you get the quarterback of the future, he would deserve a lot of credit for it. He would have to. Like even I think if you're a hater of his, somebody who's frustrated by some of his stubbornness about certain parts of football, you'd have to acknowledge that they wouldn't be in the situation that they were without him.
But if they get average quarterback play from Fields and they find a way to win a playoff game, a game with higher stakes, a game that means more, where it's the pressure is pushed up, it's where legacies and careers are defined. If he did that and beat a Jets or beat a Bills or beat a Chiefs, something crazy like that, hell yeah, I'd be singing his praises and say, you know what? I was down on this guy for a while, but I've come back around, and I consider him one of the best coaches in the NFL.
The funny part is, though, if he beat like the Jets and then got beat by the Chiefs, even if it was, you know, by 10 or 14 points, I don't feel like I've come around on this guy, he won a playoff game, would last more than a week. I really don't.
Well, I don't think I would be. You're right. I mean, Lamar Jackson beat the Texans in the playoffs and then the next week lost to the Chiefs.
It would take a run to a Super Bowl at bare minimum, but I think for most people to not just have it be a week to week, hey, I like Mike right now.
No, I would not be like lavishing him with insanely high praise, but I would give the man credit, and it would absolutely change the narrative around here about him. Because the biggest retort to he's never had a losing season is, yes, he has. He has a losing record in the playoffs for his career. And he hasn't won a playoff game since 2016.
I just think it's one of those things where winning a playoff game would quickly be eradicated by, say he made a decision people thought was questionable in the next playoff game. It would undo a whole season's worth of work.
Well, I'm telling you, it wouldn't
The most interesting thing quickly about him this year is, this is the first year I can remember where it seems almost in the extreme that the way football is being played and what the numbers show you about how it's being played actually caters to the way he wants to coach football.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free.
all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
15. Get to Tom Fridays for juicy steaks, meats, and more. 3:15 is usually when we talk to Papi Annie. He's on the golf course right now. We're trying to track him down. It is also a Thursday, which means at 5:30, it's Total Request Thursday. You get to pick what we talk about, your four options. The Justin Fields extension rumor, the Telez no bonus fallout, the A's leaving Oakland about to play their final game there, and Pittsburgh pizza. Right now, Fields winning with 42.6%. He just finished talking to reporters. We will play back some of those comments a little bit later on. I don't think Russell Wilson talked today. I think at this point he's like, what else can I say about this calf?
It continues to bother me. Man, another, just maybe this will change because I just retweeted it to my deranged followers. It's just amazing how much we get bitching and moaning from people about, oh, you guys are talking Fields or whatever again. Then we give it out to the people. We say, the world is your oyster. Vote for any of these. You've got four great topics, and they reliably come back to that.
Let's get to Papi Annie on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service. Bob, where are you playing today?
I'm playing an event today, boys. How are you? In fact, I'm about to hit a shot. Do you mind if I did this before?
Yeah, is this becoming here a running bit?
Is it the same guy as last week?
No, it's a different. No.
Who is it?
Mr. Pelosi. He's going to give you.
Mr. Pelosi?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Let's go.
The one and only. Hold on a minute. John Pelosi, who knows how to play golf, and I'm trying to keep up. Hold on.
I think John Pelosi's daughter is a sports media type as well, working in Notre Dame, I think.
Is that true, John Pelosi?
Wow, oh my God, he just made a 20-footer. Bobby Pompanetti, he's unbelievable.
Wow. I thought for sure we were getting the dump button ready there. I really did. I don't think
you can't. He's made 6, 10 to 15 foot putts today.
What course are you at, John? If you don't mind me asking,
we're at Laurel Valley.
Oh wow! Congratulations on all your success, John.
Hey, you know what they call Bob here? America's guest.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I thought that was Jim Collins.
The red carpet is rolled out and then some.
Thank you very much for that commentary, Jeff.
Tiger Woods fist pump or a doffing of the cap after that long putt? And what was the break there, Bob? What did you read?
It was like a 15-foot putt, but I hit it right to left with perfect pace. The caddy told me where to hit it, and I hit it. So thank you. I'm sorry about that, but you always catch me on the wrong time.
No, that's a perfect time. People are knowing that your golf exploits are not fabricated or made up like some others at the station.
We didn't get an answer because John Pelosi too busy providing play-by-play, but I want to say in a small world, unless it's a different Pelosi, that his daughter works in sports media.
Lots
but maybe
of Pelosi's
I'm wrong.
Out there, Malzi. There's just
no, you're right, yeah.
Okay, see? Ha, pony. Yeah.
At Notre Dame of all places,
She was covering sports up in Buffalo. Buffalo's got a spirit.
Oh, congratulations on all her success as well. Bob, rumored contract extension for Fields. 2 years, $50 million. If you could sign him to that deal today, would you do it?
Yes, I would.
Are you in the bathroom now?
No, he's got to go tee off on the next hole. That's the problem.
I'm waving it on. They're gonna move on. I'll wait, and then I'll catch up.
Okay.
Yes, I would.
Would you like to expand on why after three games?
The question is, would he take that? And I think
I think that's where this comes from. I think he wants to do something and get something done, but the Steelers have this policy potentially where they don't do it in season.
Yeah, well, they can make an exception if they want.
Have they made exceptions for quarterbacks? Starkey seemed to claim at the end of his show today that they have signed quarterbacks to extensions in the course of a season, Bob.
Yeah, I don't know where specifically he's referring. That could have happened maybe. I don't remember. But I think typically they stick to their policy and, you know, they get guys signed, as you know, like right on the plane flight to the first game at the very late. But they get it done before the first snap. So I think they're true to that policy. And if that's the case, they still have time at the end of the year. And if he keeps playing the way he's playing, 2 years, $25 million a year seems like a bargain. So if I could, I would.
Wow. Off of three games, Bob. Mason Rudolph had three great games last year.
Well, but I'm saying, I think the upside on this kid, where he was drafted, I think the talent we saw in Chicago, it had to be harnessed in a little bit. And I think what we're seeing is the maturation of a quarterback who I think has all the talent. And the fact that this past week we saw him operate from the pocket efficiently with zing on his ball, I mean, that's a pretty good sign.
All right.
If he could do that.
Well, then there's a logical follow-up to this then, Bob. And I know you're distracted by the golf and having the round of your life.
I'm stunned
right
that
now.
His service, cell service is good enough right now
and
at Laurel Valley.
And can you imagine what that spread was like before they teed off there?
The Arnie Palmers had to be
God.
Terrific.
Anyways, if you think that he's...
I've moved on to the John Daly's.
Okay. Do you know what a John Daly is, Donnie?
I mean, isn't that just an Arnold Palmer with, I don't know what kind of alcohol in it?
Is that
vodka.
Okay, thank you, Bob. If you think that if you think Fields is worthy of that extension, then that means two things. You think he's going to continue to play well, I presume, and that Russell Wilson won't get the job back at any point this year.
Well, it's more the former with me. I don't discount the fact that Russell Wilson probably will play this year.
Really?
I mean, it's a long season, guys. You know how this works.
Means you think it's because of injury to Fields, not because of lack of performance, right?
Well, it could be either, but I'm not gonna immediately change my opinion in one or two bad games. I think he still is a growing quarterback, and I think in the right system, and this is the right system. I think they know what they have. They know how to, kind of make his game efficient but not erratic like we saw in Chicago. So I think we're seeing the signs of that. If that continues, you have to make a choice about a future quarterback. I'd rather go with a 25-year-old than a 36-year-old.
Pony's just, I think, taken aback because he put this out there and said no way would he do it. He'd rather pay like a tax if they tried to approach Fields 10 more games into the season. He'd pay maybe an extra $15 million a year for that knowledge of the player. And I think he's just surprised, Bob, that you and me and Donnie and the majority of our callers have said, yeah, I'll do that deal right now. Thank you very much.
What if he regresses? Then you're on the hook for a backup quarterback for $25 million a year, Bob? That's what freaks me out.
Yeah, but again, I still believe at his age, he still has too much talent. We've seen the zip on the ball. Decision-making's better. The natural talent is there. I'm not going to just immediately sour on him. I think I've seen some encouraging signs. I did in Chicago. He had back-to-back four-touchdown games.
True.
You know, the talent is there. It's just a matter of making sure he realizes how to go through a game without making mistakes and continue at that level of passing in the pocket with his legs, too. I mean, he hasn't run as much, and I think in Chicago there was no real clear system, so he was taken off a lot when he didn't have to, maybe. So I think it bodes well for the future with him. And, you know, a lot can change, but I do think Wilson will play at some point of the season. Not sure why or how, but it's just 17 games is a long time.
Bob, very quickly, because I know you got to go hit a tee shot. Any concerns about the Colts as an opponent, the feast famine nature of Anthony Richardson?
Well, yeah, I mean, you see the good, the bad, and the ugly with him. I mean, he's very talented, a lot like Fields in the fact he could take off. He's a physical guy. And he dropped some passes in even last week amid his three interceptions that he threw were very good passes. I mean, they were right in the money. He has to make these decisions better, that's all. And if he gets pressure, I think that bodes well for the Steelers. When they made him run Chicago last week, he threw some bad passes into double and triple coverage, and he's prone to do that. He's still learning also. So I think their defense, even though they haven't blitzed a lot this year, may decide to go after him a little bit, knowing full well that he could burn you with his legs.
All right, Bob, we'll let you get back to the golf at the very historic and very prestigious Laurel Valley. Thank you.
Gentlemen, it's a pleasure. Chris, I'm going to hit this one for you since I'm on a roll here with a putter.
Thank you, Bob.
Early edition of the Donnie Football Debrief because Donnie's got to hit the road to go hang out with Landon Roberts. You should join him 6 o'clock over at Minio's Pizza House in Allison Park. And this is brought to you by Steel Mill Saloon in Mount Washington. Donnie's got a big high school football game tomorrow.
The Debrief, September 26, 2024. Yeah, big 6A one on KDKA Radio, 1020 AM, 100.1 FM. The two top teams, pretty much always the two top teams in 6A, Central Catholic, North Allegheny, per usual. You find them there at the top. Central's lost a couple of games, but they were the first 2 weeks of the season. North Allegheny so far unblemished, 5-0.
And they both played that team from Baltimore. They played their A team and their B team.
So, yeah, North Allegheny got the reprieve there. They got to play sort of the JV team, and Central Catholic had to play the A team, the varsity team.
Correct. Did not go well for Central.
Obviously, the best NFL player to come out of Central Catholic is Dan Marino. Who's the best to come out of North A? Is it already Joey Porter Jr.?
Let's see. Mike McMahon was a quarterback, of course.
Best? He was calling high school football games here recently with a man bun.
Best NA NFL player.
They have a lot of the Steelers lineage go through North Allegheny from like the 2000s.
Chris Hoke's kids.
Yeah.
Tyson Alualu's kids play there. I know that as well.
Yeah. Jeremy Tooman's daughter, like one of the best volleyball players in the country.
Who is now at The Ohio State University.
Yeah, I think she was like the two-time high school player of the year from North Allegheny. Yeah, you have PZ Jr.
There's probably a very good case to be made that, PZ Jr. is already going to be the best one. There's nobody else. Greg Garrity, who went to Penn State, was an NA grad, played 7 years in the league.
Elijah Zeiss.
The legendary Brian Bashnagel.
Ah, yes. Damn it, I can't believe I forgot about him.
He played 9 years. I would say PZ Jr., if he plays two more really good years, has this like easily locked up.
All right, so we'll have that game tomorrow next door, North Allegheny and Central Catholic. Thank you, Donnie. Let's get into it because it's just gone final. The Pirates season here in Pittsburgh goes out with a whimper. They lose to the team that is headed to the playoffs, another small market team that's had much greater success than them the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
The Brewers, 5-2 loser today. Typical Pirates where some jabroni pitcher who's put on 30 pounds this year, Aaron Civale, comes in here for the second time this year and dominates them. And you think a team that might be trying to show the world that they care about their manager and they want to compete for their manager. O'Neill Cruz forgot how many outs there were earlier in this game on a ground ball by Andrew McCutchen, play at first base, and then walked off second base and got tagged out. That happened in this game. So that really is a microcosm for what happened to the Pirates the last 2 months of the season. 74-85 now. They need to take 2 of 3 from the Yankees, who are playing for the number one seed and still the AL East crown in the Bronx this weekend. 2 of 3 to match last year's. They need to sweep the Bronx Bombers to better last year's record. They lose 2 out of 3 or get swept, and it is a worse season than 2023. So for the first time in this regime of Charrington and Shelton, they will take a step backwards if they don't have a winning series in New York, Chris.
And I want to underscore how bad of a team Ben Charrington has constructed. How will I do that? They are going to get, what will it end up being? Skeens has one more start, right?
Yep.
They will get 23 starts out of a man whose numbers would have you justifiably call him, at what is he at worst, the second best pitcher in baseball, if Scooble might be your pick for number one in Detroit.
And Sale's going to win the Sale's Cy Young,
but his ERA is a half run better than Sale.
Against Sale 99.9 times out of 100, not even close.
Tarik Skubal is the only guy who's got even close to, I would say, the numbers.
And he's pitched the Tigers to the playoffs.
Right, and he's pitched a full season, but all of the other outlying numbers are better for Skeens. So my point is, they are probably going to finish with a worse record than they did last year. Like, if I were a betting man, I would say 0 or 1 wins in one win against the Yankees in 3 games. They will have gotten 23 starts out of the man who is, in my opinion, already the best pitcher in the game. They will have gotten about 140 innings out of the same guy. And they will be probably worse by a game or two than they were previously. That is...
They're probably going to finish in last place unless the Reds lose out.
That is appalling. You got the golden ticket. You got the most
like
coveted...
Like that little kid in Willy Wonka, Charlie.
Man, Willy Wonka, dark movies.
And that lazy-ass Grandpa Joe, Donnie.
Those are some screwed-up tales, right?
Don't even get me started on Grandpa Joe. Yeah.
You got yourself a golden ticket, and what they do with it? Squandered it.
They just...
Urinated on it.
They took Skeens, and he was better than advertised. And they built such a poor team around him that they're still going to end up basically having treaded water or worse. How that does not reflect back on the owner, but for my purposes of this discussion, the general manager in a catastrophically negative way is beyond me.
Use a word or give me a sentence to define their 2024 season.
Disappointing. I know. Hold on. I got to think of a stronger word. I wanted to say like
disappointing. My God, that's like a that's kind of pathetic.
Pathetic. You had Paul Skeens. He's the best pitcher in baseball, and you're going to win fewer games more than likely. Pathetic.
Donnie, you going to go with Malzi? Pathetic? Are you going to use a stronger word? Or
I was kind of leaning toward unacceptable.
I like that.
I mean, yeah, you get your golden ticket, and you know everything about him is great because he quickly emerged as what we were all hoping for and then some. But to have the growth and the progress you had from 22 to 23, and it looked similar to what they did in the early 2010s, and it had a lot of us thinking, hey, just a little bit more, and they're going to be pretty close. They're going to be very close to turning that corner, and now they have the guy, and they're starting to have the young pitchers that can really make a difference if they do get to the postseason, and they're going to end up being worse than what they were last season.
I could also
unacceptable then.
Yeah, I could also slide in infuriating, and if you'll allow me, you had Henry Davis, 1-1 pick, supposed to be like your big-time catcher, supposed to give you some pop. Complete failure there.
Yep.
Total failure.
Yep.
You had a Brian De La Cruz trade that turned into a failure. Kiner Falefa, a failure, like your in-season moves. The bullpen you constructed to be the strength of the team is the biggest reason, more than any one person. The immense failings of Bednar and Holderman are the reason that you aren't going to have even close to a winning record. They probably swung 5 to 8 games the wrong direction that you had won. You have Andrew McCutchen, who is almost my age, and he is still probably one of your 3 best offensive players in balance for the year.
Oh, don't even have to like equivocate on that. He is.
It's him, Reynolds, and Cruz.
Absolutely in the top 3. Yes.
And Cruz, despite like that status as their best OPS guy this year, still, I don't feel like took the leap forward everyone wanted
him
to.
He had to change positions midstream, right, and as evidenced by the thing I pointed out from today, still does some of these hard to figure out where the hell is this guy's head at
but
moments
in
games.
But he wasn't the only guy. Like, you had Ke'Bryan Hayes not knowing at times how many outs there were. Also, speaking of Ke'Bryan Hayes, is he ever going to be a guy who can play even 145 games?
And they're
for
still on the hook for another $50 million with that guy. They actually invested in something, and what are they going to get from that? That's why the word I'm going to use here.
I didn't even get to Mitch Keller, who they also invested in,
and
who's posting an ERA that's going to end up close to 4.5.
My word is wasted. There's so much waste here, man. There's so much of it. So many things got wasted. Obviously, the first year of Skeens got wasted. That's the biggest one. You're going to have nothing to show for it, win-loss record-wise. No progress made with him. But you wasted a number one pick on Henry Davis. He hit 144 with one homer. If I told you on March 26th, 6 months ago, that Henry Davis hit one home run this season, not that either one of you guys thought he was going to be the next Mike Piazza, but you probably would have thought, damn, he had an O'Neill Cruz-like injury in April and was lost for the entire year. One homer? With a .144. Stephen Brault's on the postgame show right now. Give Stephen Brault 104 at-bats. He's hitting better than 144 with one homer. Squid or whatever the hell his nickname is. I mean, you wasted a lot this year.
It's just, you know what? More than you wanted to, like, you said wasted. I think I'll go with infuriating ultimately, because pathetic would be like losing 100 games again. Infuriating, actually, because that's closer to how I actually feel.
How about you actually like do something that for 15 minutes made fans feel good at the trade deadline, and the hitter you acquired, Brian De La Cruz, he hit a home run today. Congratulations on all his success in the home finale. Other than that, he was the worst hitter in baseball that was acquired by a team at the trade deadline.
His OPS coming into today with the Marlins was 707 before the trade. 500 OPS with the Pirates, 200 points lower. Kiner Falefa.
You can't make it up.
Hold on, Kiner Falefa. Now, we thought he was having a career year offensively.
He told Zangrilli that this is a 100-win team next year, IKF.
He was having a huge career year, but I think his versatility had people excited, right? 758 OPS when he came over. Since, 611, down about 150 points. Pony, it just feels like even though Skeens is here, and even though I think Jared Jones is exciting and could be really good next year, It feels like we are on the same treadmill to nowhere.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, bedroom? Just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.